RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, it is Dom time. Coming up this hour, the Rizzo AI, artificial intelligence, AI, the crumb bum, the lush to a soulful beat somebody's put together. We'll have that for you. That's an exclusive. Well, not really, but maybe here. But first, school choice evangelist, nobody does it better, is on top of this big, beautiful bill now in operation. What's going to happen with that? But Corey DeAngelis also sees, as I do, it's not the average teacher per se. Some of them are afraid, apolitical. They want to break out of the nonsense of the union activists. Some would say, and I'd be one of them, thugs. And the most thuggish. Yeah, Philadelphia is involved in some of these protests. But they are going to town protesting for Maduro in Chicago. Not reading, writing, and all that. Reading, writing, and cocaine dealing? Let's bring in Corey DeAngelis on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Corey, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining as always.
Hey, Dom, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to have to clone you because you have two missions now, school choice. And at the same time, look, we're not there yet. Last time we talked, the Washington Post, you were right. I looked it up. I think it was number 15. On their list of good things, their editorial that happened this year, and it was that 18 states now have full school choice, but you realize there are people held behind enemy lines. They're in the public schools. They're not getting out necessarily all at once, so we have to try to mitigate the damage of the teachers' union. And the one, I've been on Chicago radio a lot recently, and I love talking to a guy named Sean Thompson there, Corey.
Yeah.
Because he is, you may have been on with him, he's in our camp, and he's at ground zero of what I think is the worst teachers union maybe in the world. What are the Chicago teachers union activists doing now?
Oh, they're freaking nuts. The geniuses at the Chicago teachers unions, they had just orchestrated a couple of months ago protests called No Kings protests because they didn't like President Trump. They were calling him a king. And now, all of a sudden, that we've captured a real dictator, Maduro, they're going and backing him up. And I recently remembered that back in 2019, not so too long ago, they organized a trip to Venezuela and met with the Maduro regime, his government, to praise socialism. It's just totally insane. And now you have them organizing protests now against the capture of Nicolas Maduro. It's just crazy. They're out and out socialists, and you know they have all this time to organize these protests, but then you know they don't spend any of their time, it appears, improving academics. In Chicago, they have 55 public schools with not a single student proficient in math. They spend $30,000 per student per year, and why is all the money wasted? Well, it's because they don't care about the kids. They care about their political agenda, and a lot of the teachers are getting lost in the weeds too, because a lot of teachers who are not in line with the union bosses, they feel like they can't speak out. They feel like they you know can't say anything because they're afraid of retribution from the union leaders. And so you have people like Stacey Davis Gates, their union boss, who sends her own kid to a private school, total hypocrite. You know, they're the ones kind of, they hold the microphone for the unions and they make a lot of the teachers look bad. So, Dom, I've been trying to convince teachers in Chicago and elsewhere to leave the union, defund these monsters at the top, and join alternatives like the Teacher Freedom Alliance. You know, if you're not going to get school choice in the short term, you might as well hit them at the flanks, opt out, and get personal liability insurance somewhere else for free, and stop giving your money to these political causes that you disagree with. I mean, teachers just want to do their jobs, and you have these people at the top organizing protests against Trump, saying that they're for no kings, but then defending a dictator. It's total hypocrisy.
Some of them are ideologues, Corey. My experience when I was teaching, some of them are frustrated, like Jimmy Hoffa's or labor activists. I had this one guy, we had a conference with the principal, and he said, watch what I do. It's called posturing. And he started taking candy, opened up the top of the candy jar and taking candy out of the principal's candy. I almost jumped him and started smashing this guy. What are you doing?
I mean, it's totally insane. And you have places like New Jersey, where the teachers are actually suing the union because they're wasting their money. I mean, they take the union dues from the teachers, and then that money in New Jersey, at least, went towards $40 million, I believe, of it went towards trying to elect their president, Sean Spicer, to be the governor. And he went down in flames in the primary, only got about 10% of the vote, just lighting members' dues money on fire, stealing teachers' paychecks. The money doesn't go towards improving teacher salaries. They just try to hire more people to get more boots on the ground, to organize more protests, to push for their politics into the classroom and throughout the rest of the country. And so, I mean, it's just crazy. A lot of teachers don't know this is happening. And there's a big story nationally right now about Tim Walz. He dropped out of the governor's race. And a lot of people are saying it's because of all the fraud that's happening in his state. And a lot of that's tied to the daycares, which many of them are run by Somali immigrants, that they're getting lots of taxpayer money. Some of the independent journalists are finding that these daycares are getting, you know, like $1 million over a couple year span, and they say they only have 3 kids enrolled. And, you know, it appears that it's their own kids, and then they're just getting millions of dollars in tax payments. It smells like fraud, and I think that's why Tim Walz dropped out. But I got to tell you, Dom, I think the fraud at the teachers unions puts that fraud in Minnesota to shame, because the public school system gets nearly $1 trillion in taxpayer money every single year. A lot of that money goes into the teachers unions, either locally or nationally, because it's extorted from teachers' paychecks each week. And, you know, that 99% of that funding goes towards Democrat politicians. It appears to be a form of money laundering. The money's taken from the taxpayers. It goes towards the teachers' union bosses. It's funneled to Democrat politicians who, lo and behold, turn around and give that money back to the teachers' unions. It's wash, rinse, repeat, a never-ending cycle. It's a vicious cycle. The only way out is to opt out of the union, and then two, to have school choice, have some competition. And so it's good news that Washington Post finally came on board and said, look, 18 states have school choice now. You know, all the blue states still have a long way to go. And thankfully, with the Big Beautiful Bill, Trump is giving an opportunity for blue state governors to circumvent their legislature, circumvent the unions, and opt their states into a federal tax credit, which boosts school choice in their state. And Jared Polis was the first Democrat that just announced he's joining the ranks, joining a lot of the Republicans and doing this common sense decision. Because if he doesn't, if Democrats don't opt in, they're shooting themselves in the foot, because that means scholarship money can flow from your taxpayers to other states, to students in Texas, right, and Florida, with the Republican governors in charge. So,
and of
hopefully
course,
more Democrats come along, including Josh Shapiro.
Yes, Josh Shapiro is ground zero here for us in Pennsylvania and nationally. Corey, on the good news front, though, you've been tweeting about over the holiday that New Jersey finally backed off on all this surveillance and intrusion of parental rights when it comes to homeschooling.
Yes, and New Jersey had some crazy bills flying around their legislature this past year. And one of them was that, you know, if you're homeschool, which a lot of people are leaving the government schools in blue states because of a lot of the social justice brainwashing in the public schools, like a lot of even Democrats, they just want their kids to get a good education with math, reading, and writing. They saw this gender ideology stuff. They saw the Marxist critical race theory ideas, and a lot of people fled to homeschooling. And homeschooling, according to the Census Bureau, has at least doubled across the country relative to 2019. And what did the geniuses in the legislature in New Jersey do? Well, they said, oh, well, if people are leaving, let's just regulate the homeschoolers too. And so they mandated in a bill, they attempted to mandate DEI in the homeschooling curriculum as well, which is just totally insane. It's unconstitutional. It would not get past the Supreme Court, but that doesn't stop some of the tyrants in the legislature. That one died earlier this year. It didn't get put up for a vote. But the other good news was that we just found out a few days ago that there was a vote that was scheduled to happen today, Monday, in a committee that was stacked with Democrats. It was an 11-person committee with seven Democrats, only four Republicans. It was expected to pass. And this was a separate but related bill that would regulate homeschoolers, in that it would require all homeschool families to meet with a public school official from the government to do a general annual wellness check, health and wellness check, as if the government schools are so great that they know how to provide health and wellness to students. They don't. But this was total government overreach and intrusion. Homeschoolers pushed back in a massive way. And guess what? We just found out that they pulled this bill off the schedule for today. So,
excellent.
Look, they can still revive it. They can still come after your freedoms. But this is a good lesson that even if you're in a blue state where you might feel hopeless half the time because things aren't going your way when it comes to exercising your rights as parents, if you push back hard enough, if you lock arms, those politicians can start to fear you more than they fear the teachers' unions.
Well,
and so, you know, you want to do it in a peaceful way. You want to say, no, you know, you're not going to do this, or we're going to vote you out of office. And if you have enough people on your team to say, no way, the teachers' union candidates are going to have to pivot, focus on something else. And like we saw in New Jersey, they pulled the bill. So eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Parents, don't give up. Don't forget about this and think that it's always going to be gone, because they can bring regulations back. You have to keep an eye out. You have to watch out for these things at all times. And, you know, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association did a good job putting them on blast for even trying to put this thing for a vote. I announced it on social media, and so did many others. So it takes all of us working together to fight back if you want to keep your freedoms. Because, you know, you have people like Zohreh Mamdani who are arguing in New York City for the government to take over private property and what he calls the warmth of collectivism over what he called the frigidity of individualism.
Absolutely.
Totally crazy. We had these Marxists in charge.
I would bet on Corey DeAngelis in our corner. And Corey, to that point, tell us where we can get your book and also where we can find you on X or Twitter.
Yeah, my book's called The Parent Revolution. It's on Amazon, like 40% off right now. It's endorsed by President Trump and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and many others. It's The Parent Revolution. Get it basically anywhere. You can follow me on X at DeAngelis Corey.
Corey, thank you. Great start to 2026 with Corey DeAngelis. Stay well.
Thank you, Dom. It's great talking to you. Have a good, great rest of the year.
All right, Corey DeAngelis, school choice evangelist. You heard that about Chicago public schools. Just amazing. And you hear the battle that's going on. Governor Shapiro, we have the spotlight on. I'm predicting he will not take the big, beautiful bill money, which wouldn't harm anyone. But Matt Bradford may tell him no, and that's it. Okay, coming up, we have my visit to a tea house with Roe out there in Delco. Henry, do you have a favorite finger sandwich? I don't see that you as a finger sandwich guy.
Yeah, I can't say I'm too caught up in my finger sandwich options.
I'm putting this down as one of my top 2026 places to meet women. I was the only guy in there with about 40 women.
All right.
You can't go, great ratio. It's like you're exotic. Oh, what's he doing here? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We know on, I don't know if we kept that one or not, did we? What did the comedian say on New Year's Eve on CNN?
Oh, it's the best place to meet men.
Yes,
in the women's bathroom.
In a women's bathroom, yes. There you go. Also, the Frank Rizzo AI. I put together some of the great Rizzo lines. You're a lush. I know a lush when I see one. I've been a cop for 40 years. You're a lush. You have to try to explain that, Henry, to you. I know in the beginning, like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
They were investigating him constantly. He's walking his dog, and he starts calling the reporter a lush. That's Frank Rizzo. All right, we'll get to that. Get in on the side question. Today, Larry David and this unwritten rule, you can't say Happy New Year after January 7th. We are looking for an unwritten rule. We had a couple really good ones so far, but hit us with one of your own, 855-839-1210. And just the marvel of the American military in all this. Corey mentioned Walls resigning. Now it's time to not let up. He needs to be indicted. I mean, we haven't taken our eye off the ball just because of what happened in Venezuela with what's going on in Minnesota. But it is surprising. It tells you the pressure that this Nick Shirley guy has wrought here, because Walls, in his own mind, was all set to run, win, and then be a candidate for president in 2028, the jazz hands and all. And now he's out. Needs to be indicted, though. It tells you he knows how damaging this is. And I haven't heard any update on this. The information he just talked about, it is right in front of us. They stole billions of dollars just in one state. All right, 855-839-1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Scott Pressler back with us and rested and ready to go, he tells me. And he has a lot to say about Minnesota. He canvassed there, trying to register voters, how corrupt it is. Walls dropping out. Now, on to indicting him. That's what it tells me. He realizes, all right, maybe if I drop out, maybe I won't be indicted. He did talk about conspiracy artists. He talked about conspiracy theorists, right-wing YouTubers, in a statement saying he would not seek re-election. There is what did him in, not just the sheer magnitude of corruption that's there. Now, with all this spending, happy to report, and if any of them are listening out there that serve, good for them. In Chester County, we have a town or a township, I'm not sure which one it is, that is lowering property taxes, not just holding them steady, but lowering. Maybe we can put these township members on a tour, Dom Giordano tour. We'll go and visit the commissioners over in Monco, certainly the progressives in Delco, and tell them how you do that. The West Bradford commissioners are lowering property taxes. Now, the Inquirer printed this, but then they went on to say, well, we don't think this could be done in almost any place else. Of course we couldn't do that. Oh, my God, heaven forbid, lowering taxes. They say that by significant savings from past decisions, particularly purchasing the former Embryville State School site for open space, making it a standout with tax cuts while many other municipalities face hikes. This reduction is a credit applied to the net assessment lowering property tax bills for qualifying owners. And it's part of a trend where some Chesco entities, like the county itself, are holding taxes steady. Well, that's a lie, AI. Printed that. They didn't hold anything steady, those morons that run Chester County. Come on. So good for West Bradford as a very good example here that you can lower taxes without a doubt. All right. Maduro back to prison after court today, of course, pleaded not guilty. I haven't seen who the attorneys are. You know, I think people are thrilled with the military in this. They're supportive with Trump, but this is not the main course. This is going to pass. We are back to the battle over healthcare will ratchet up again as people start to see post New Year's Day how much you're going to pay. The battle over the code word affordability and a shutdown looms. I mean, this is where this is going to be fought. Now, this is a master stroke achieving this, and it does send a message. I think there are a couple of bigger things, and Trump has been on the right side here. Over the weekend, Fox reporting there are plans for the mullahs to flee the country if these protests keep up. And I think they are going to keep up in Iran. And if Iran fell, if we didn't have the mullahs there, seems to me we would see a big difference, not only in the Middle East, but around the world. But I still come back to this. If we're concerned about fentanyl, and I'm talking about fentanyl at times when people are not addicted to some Schedule I drug like heroin or cocaine or whatever. And they, wait a minute, Dom, Madeline Dean speaking. Madeline Dean talking about how outrageous Trump was in this. That must have been yesterday. How are we going to run this country? Yeah. Nice, Madeline. Go fix a pothole. Come back on the show. So we are looking at something here that is going to be huge. If Iran falls, and Trump has said he supports the protesters up and down the line and said he would take action. So now we see Thomas Massie. Remember Thomas Massie? A lot of listeners love the guy. Rand Paul, the same thing. I thought a question today, why have we moved away from them? I mean, I still like Rand, but he is a gadfly in large measure, and so's Massie. And Trump is dealing in the real world, getting things done. And moving forward, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the same thing. How is this America First? Well, we've gone through all the reasons why this is America First. America First doesn't mean just within the borders of the United States. It means putting America first. And in the Americas, this is the Donroe, not the Monroe Doctrine, that came out over the weekend. Now, you still have the problem with assimilating, if you will, Venezuela, getting them to free and fair elections, which will make a big difference. And I would just like to hear some timeline, like probably 6 months, we'll be able to do that, or fewer. And I think we know who the people are with. They certainly were not with Maduro and the thugs around him. So that's a work in progress. They're talking about putting Stephen Miller in charge of that. Oh, man. Now we're really stirring things. No one gets things stirred up more than Miller. Okay, 855-839-1210. Hit me with that all-time unwritten rule or law. That's the side question today. This is cut 7. Remember Frank Rizzo's crumb bum rant? You're a lush. I know a lush when I see one. Here's a little bit of Frank Rizzo mixed in with AI.
I want to fight you. You don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
You're a crumb creep coward. I want to fight you. But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
A real crumb bum.
Put that on camera. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Get away from me.
I was a cop all my life, and I know a lush when I see one.
I'll break it over your head. Get away from me, you crumb.
There is a
word
out here.
Crumb creep coward.
All righty. Nicely played. You know, the immortal words. All-time quote, the lush part. I know a lush. I was a cop for X number of years. Rizzo, certainly, how many years now? I'm trying to remember how many years Frank Rizzo passed. It's like 27 or something like that. And yet, why is that? Well, because Rizzo was both direct, entertaining, and somebody who also got things done. This is cut. Bill O'Reilly's on the show tomorrow at 12:15. Here's O'Reilly's theory after talking to Trump. This is cut 13 of what Trump wants with Venezuela.
You predicted a while ago that this was about the oil in Venezuela and changing the political dynamic and geopolitical dynamic, because once you have oil, you can put pressure on Vladimir Putin. Unquestionably huge success overnight by U.S. military forces. Do you understand what President Trump views as success long term in Venezuela? Is it Venezuela becomes a client state of the United States? Is it the 51st state rather than Canada? Is it like Greenland? What is it?
It's El Salvador. That's what President Trump would like to happen in Venezuela, a very close ally that helps the United States geopolitically. We get our investment back because, as the president just stated, we built the Venezuelan oil industry. And then when Hugo Chavez was president, he seized it. And then when he died, Maduro took over, handpicked successor, and they ran it with no thought to reimburse the United States from all the infrastructure. So that was one thing. The narcotics is certainly a message to the South American and Mexican drug lords that nobody's safe. And narcotics is a national security threat. What hasn't been reported, though, and I've been watching in other networks, and I can tell anybody watching right now that you're lucky to be on News Nation, because they're just clueless, most of these pundits. So in November 24th, to be exact, the Trump administration declared that a group called Cartel de los Soles was a terrorist group. That group traffics in narcotics. It traffics in oil, illegal oil to places like Iran. Does a lot of bad things. Now, under the United States government. If you designate an organization a terrorist, you can attack it with military. So there's no, as Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats who hate everything that Trump does, goes running around going, well, you didn't consult Congress. Well, you don't have to. And the precedent was set by Bush the Elder in 1989 when he took out Manuel Noriega in Panama in exactly the same kind of operation.
Yeah.
People forget that. 21,000 American troops.
All right, there we go. So Noriega, we've heard that. We heard the Yugoslavian war, that situation. Of course, there's precedent for this. This is not going to... The Democrat argument, now you watch where they're going again. We realize the phoniness of this, but the perceptual part, it gives them something, is the affordability argument. In other words, you're spending $1 billion, all that military there, just to take this guy out. What are you doing to make life more affordable? Meanwhile, in New York, fares are up. Mandani said they'd be free. They're way up. The subway system, we played you his tenant director talking about private property in New York is no longer private property. I mean, you just don't get any more outrageous. It's if you don't believe in private property, what percentage of people in Philadelphia even don't believe when you explain what we all right? Here's what we mean by private property. It's got to be small. It's got to be the real commies, even progressives, I think, at some level. Well, yeah, now that you mention it, Dom, that's my home. It is private property. All right, so how much of this can they continue to put forward without damage to the Democrat brand in the midterms? It's going to bleed into it constantly. What the Trump administration has to do is prove focus on making things more affordable and delivering inflation, grocery store prices, those kinds of things. Here is... guy from Real Clear Politics, and they are down the middle, cut four, Phil Wegman, saying this is the entire ball game in 2026. I don't know about the entire ball game, but this is where the battle is going to be won or lost. And Trump is listening to his team tell him that and doing something about it. Cut four.
It could happen this fast. It's happening a lot faster than anybody would have thought.
Let's bring in our panel, Real Clear Politics White House correspondent Philip Wegman, Republican strategist Colin Reed, and Leslie Marshall, a Fox News contributor. Guys, Happy New Year, and thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Philip, we'll start with you. It is the new year, so we can stop previewing 2026. We're here. What is President Trump, what are the Republicans going to do in this year, especially since they have now focused so much on what things cost and how Americans can buy them?
Well, affordability is the entire ballgame here. And we saw in that Politico interview from Donald Trump that he is listening to the advice of his political team. He says that this is going to come down to pricing. And that is a bit of an uphill challenge for the president. A majority of Americans, the Real Clear Politics average, disapprove of the way that he has handled the economy. But there is actually tremendous news for this White House. GDP is at 4.3%. Unemployment is manageable. And inflation is coming down. The challenge for them is how do they make certain that this golden age doesn't just appear on an economist's spreadsheet? How do they get that to trickle down to the kitchen table of everyday Americans? Because the economy, it's not a stat, it's a feeling for voters.
Yeah, and that's the challenge for Republicans. Leslie, the challenge...
All right, coming up, and we talked about this before because of Costco, and Henry jumped in on that one, on the pizza wars. Mm. Wall Street Journal. America is falling out of love with pizza. Why? I just don't believe that's the case.
I don't believe that either.
Subtext, restaurant claims chains explore strategy changes. Sales slow for food delivery mainstay. Pizza in trouble. With Dom here on Talk Radio 1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. So Larry Krasner was sworn in today for his third term, if you can imagine. And I think the police are doing a spectacular job. Based upon the statistics, but does anybody really believe Philadelphia is safe? Really? Are these statistics overwhelming? They would say that crime is, you know, Krasner, more freedom, less crime. He also addressed, though, why he has a special duty. Because unlike city council, he said, he swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States, etc. And Donald Trump's whole intent is to destroy our democracy. He's going after Trump again. He did acknowledge that the posture of the mayor, Sherelle Parker, may have stopped Trump from sending in the tanks down Broad Street for now. Let's see. He ended by promising to continue to make Philadelphia safer, then returned to one of his favorite themes. We all got to this point of achievement together. There's no time to retreat. It's no time of surrender. It's time to push on so that Philadelphia goes from being chronically violent to being known as consistently safe for decades to come. And if anybody, including the guy in D.C., doesn't want that, if they want to, his favorite thing, if they want to blank around, then they're going to find out. This guy is such an indictment of Philadelphia. Well, what do you do? You know, we talk about Trump derangement syndrome. I try not to have Krasner derangement syndrome. I try to, on occasion, make light of it. But what do you do when you have a guy this insufferable and they continue to elect him? Remember the Scott family? Remember the whole thing? Well, Ro and I go by there frequently, driving by. And all the teddy bears and candles and everything are still up. And the Scott family commended Larry Krasner for his efforts. He's the one whose policies let the alleged killer and accomplice, if we ever find him, out to murder their daughter. What do you do when insanity like this is rife? In what universe could Larry Krasner make Philadelphia safer? So we're going to see if the commissioner would come back on again, as he did, to find out, is it drones? Is that what Philadelphia is doing that is resulting in a lower crime rate? Or do I believe the crime rate is as low as they say it is? I don't. But something is happening here that's pretty good, and it's certainly not due to Larry Krasner, because he hasn't changed even a little bit. Getting tough on crime or being less insufferable. All right, the pizza thing. America falling out of love with pizza. And the claim, the first claim is affordability. The parent of the Pieology pizzeria chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in December. Others, including the parent of Anthony's coal-fired pizza and wings and Bertucci's brick oven pizza and pasta, earlier fired, says the Wall Street Journal, for bankruptcy. Pizza once was a novelty outside big U.S. cities, providing room for growth for independent shops and in chains such as Pizza Hut. Today, pizza shops are engaged in price wars with one another, and $20 a pie for a family can feel expensive compared with $5 fast food meals. Is that the sole reason, or they seem to be saying people are tiring of pizza? How could you ever get tired of pizza other than the obvious, if it's bad, you know, like chain pizza? Yeah, I'm not eating
these
that.
These are the chains complaining about people not liking chain pizza, right? Is that biology?
The Wall Street Journal is the one saying the pizza industry, but I that's where I was going to go. They say Americans still eat a lot of pizza. Pizza chains generated $31 billion in sales in 2024. The market research firm said, Teutonic said, on any given day, around 1 in 10 Americans will partake of a slice. To your point, they are declining, but it may be the chain. It may be that people are, you know, just not going to put up with it. I don't think so. It brings up, and we've asked this before, why in the world would people go to a chain of pizza? Because even they acknowledge it used to be if you weren't in the city per se, you might not have that many pizzerias, that many pizza choices. Now, are you living out in the middle of a cave if you don't have a dozen of them within 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So your pizza preference, I would say, surprisingly and disgustingly, maybe as many as a quarter of pizza of people listening, Henry, are chain pizza people. We went through this with Dan, who had a tendency toward that. And I just never understood it.
No.
You find one that's convenient or even a little bit further away if you have time, and you stick with it.
I agree. Totally.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get ordering the chain pizza.
Exactly. So is pizza going under, or is it the chain pizzeria? It's just you're not meeting the needs of people.
And also, I didn't like that argument that the article made that's saying it's, you know, $5 fast food meals.
Yes.
Fast food isn't $5
anymore. No, we've been through that too. We've at the height of this whole thing. Is affordability part of it? Yeah. Now, you know, I know some people get defensive. I'm tired of hearing this affordability stuff. Well, then you don't want to win enough, because that's the argument. Democrats even making it about Venezuela. And Henry's right now, but if it's $20 for and that seems low to me for a pizza, then you look at that versus the cost of something else. But I don't think fast food is that much cheaper here for a family anyhow. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push #1210. Scott Presler will be here today at 2 o'clock, the return of the great man. He's got a lot to say about what went on in Minnesota. And also, what's he up to next? Is he firing the starting gun for the midterms? I know he was pretty distressed and beaten up after the Jersey. But I'm going to tell him today, too, Scott. Yeah, you may not have won in Pennsylvania, but you made them have to go all out, spend all out in the Supreme Court race. It was amazing what he was able to generate in a very, very hard cycle to win those Supreme Court seats. All right, let's go to Bill Bucks. Bill's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Hi there, John. Happy Monday.
Thanks, Bill.
And I just wanted to mention, Jen Shorn has found a job. She's working for Dave Sundy up there in Harrisburg.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear that, and he's lucky to have her.
Yeah, so, yeah, she put a lot of time out here in Bucks County, and we're proud of her, and now she's working for the state AG, and that's great and good to hear it. And I have a side answer question.
Sure.
Here in Bucks County, my side answer is, ask before you touch.
Okay, in regard to?
Well, like if I go to Peddler's Village in Lahaska, PA, and I go to an antique store, you know, before I pick up any of the, you know, items, I'll ask if I can pick it up and touch it.
All right, that seems like a very Bucks County and Tiki sort of answer to motivate.
No, I could get that. I'm trying to think of another scenario where that would be applicable.
Well, sure, if it's anything that might be expensive.
Someone's showing you a nice baseball card or something.
Yes.
Like, can I touch it?
Yeah, or jewelry even, maybe to think, you know, if they leave the thing, you can't touch that. You got to have, I touched that. Okay, we haven't gotten as many today as I thought. Unwritten rules. The unwritten rule is January 7th. We have Larry David saying after that date, or I guess even on that date, you cannot say Happy New Year. So I'm just on a Happy New Year spree in relationship to that.
I think I've already cut mine off. I mean, a little bit at least. I think today's my
call. Come on. It's the first time you've seen these people in 16 days.
Yeah. I guess. Maybe I'll extend it to tomorrow. I won't even go to the 7th. I'll give another example if we need to get the ball rolling again.
How about
a... Don't leave one square of toilet paper on the roll.
Yes.
I mean, take it off and change the thing. Come on. It's not that hard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's the metric. There's the limit to where we have to go, without a doubt. All righty. 855-839-1210. You get on board. On a scale of importance, where do we place Maduro? It's a great thing. It has some impact. But as I said, what this is going to come back to is this battle over the average American, can they afford a pizza, and all that stuff. And Democrats, even though they're the cause of a lot of this, particularly in New York, the media is going to give them the pass. They're the ones that are zoned in on this. So do you just say it's a hoax? Well, there are indications that Trump people are taking it tremendously seriously. And that's exactly the right way, and communicate that. Show empathy, and then drive down those prices. 855. 839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Wow, even reporters pretty angry that Tim Walz today announces he will not seek re-election and then won't take any questions. Oh. He also brought up President Trump wants to poison people against each other by attacking our neighbors. Well, then why didn't you stay in the race, fight for those neighbors along these lines? 855-839-1210. And MS Now reports Maduro has a lot of supporters in front of the New York City courthouse. I've been watching footage of this. Come on now. I didn't see a lot there of Maduro support. Let's go and support Maduro today. Really? But this will blow over, other than there will be a lot of cover. The downside Trump has to worry about, if things go badly in Venezuela, they're going to play the affordability thing. Why are we spending all this money here? Trump is going to counter with the oil. The counter to that will be, but that's not helping the American public. That's just helping the oil companies and donors and all that. We'll see that go back and forth. But they're playing hardball, apparently, too, with the oil companies, telling them to recover their assets. They have to rebuild the infrastructure for oil in Venezuela. And if they do that, it's a win-win. Venezuela benefits, the American people benefit, and the oil companies benefit. But it is a smart play. There's no getting around it. If you want to win, you have to see where the playing field is. And it's that word affordability again. And I see many signs that the Trump people are on top of it. It's the messaging, and it's also the policies they're putting forward that are going to drive costs down. 855-839. In the middle of all this, Dan Bongino resigns.
Oh.
It's like not even a blip on the screen, everything considered.
I had no idea.
Yeah, over the weekend as deputy director. Now, I don't know why people got on him. Didn't he realize going into this? Look, he gave up a lot. He is a bloviator like me. And he had a national show, a national presence, podcast, etc. I would predict by February he'll be back in that play. And he was in the top 10 easily. So it was a service for a year to go and be the deputy at the FBI. The guy that I want to see more out of, though, is Kash Patel. Haven't seen enough out of him in Minnesota. We need to see indictments, not just Walz quitting. And these ought to be pretty apparent. And I'm talking about hundreds of people involved in this, including, if we could track them, these parents who faked autism and took money from the people with the fake autism clinics. So yeah, Walz retiring or not running again. That's fine. Klobuchar, apparently. Now, what's the fun fact about Klobuchar, Henry? Do you remember the number one, the senator, when she ran for president?
Oh.
As she was hearing testimony, having someone shave her legs underneath. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And in a pinch, eating her salad with a comb that was provided to
Crazy.
Her.
Crazy.
You don't forget, I think the leg shaving. Yep.
That's unforgivable.
Yes.
Why don't you clip your toenails on the
desk? So if you think, a producer is a rough life here in the producer's lounge with all these maniac talk shows, imagine this woman. Hey, well, it's another woman, too.
I hope.
Yeah, well, not sure. I don't know. It might be the same guy that provided a comb. Now that you're done with that, shave those legs right now. I got an appearance on it. I think there was testimony going on or something, too, and a guy shaving her legs. I mean, you don't forget about stuff like that. Okay, coming up, Scott Presler back with us after some rest and rejuvenation. What will he be up to next? I know that he has a lot of experience in Minnesota with vote registration, and he can speak to how fraudulent the whole thing is. It's been knocked off the radar for a while, but it's going to come back, given this is what people voted for. They clearly voted to stop stuff like this. And that means Walz and a bunch of others should be indicted. Whether they're not running for governor again or not, doesn't matter. Indict them. 855-839-1210. All right. Are you ready to make this the year that you truly feel better? We'll start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years. Using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating with their New Year's savings. You can save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue supplements. Just use that code NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, or Orasine for more consistent, all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four or more bottles and get 40% off, just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40, NEWYEAR40. Now's the time to take a smart step toward feeling your best with that big 40% off on any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements. res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40 at checkout. Don't wait. Make this the year you prioritize your wellness with Rescue.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.